You're not exactly the smartest guy I ever ran across.
And who are you, Alfred Einstein?
Science without religion is lame. Religion without science is blind. Albert Einstein.
Hey, Einstein, I'm on your side.
This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Oh! Who said that was a good idea? This is Wretched Radio. It's Witness Wednesday. It's a beauty here in Atlanta. I'm at Georgia Tech. Oh! Those Joe Bros, they sure do have an influence, don't they? Not only do they speak at big Easter celebrations, oh boy, but their fashion sense is catching on like wildfire. Just walked by a guy here at Georgia Tech. I'm telling you, he's it would be considered a man. He looks like he's about 20, dressing like a Joe Bro. Hey, first of all, I don't think anybody should dress like a Joe Bro, just as a rule, let alone a 20-year-old man, let alone a youth pastor, let alone a senior pastor with the tight jeans and the skinny jeans, they're called, and the... And then there's a name for these, where you wear a T-shirt, but it's got a V-line. Oh, we learned a name for this. This was in Haley's English class. She had to memorize, and I said, oh, this is amazing. Haley had to learn a word that meant a plunging neckline, and it was kind of a French word. And I said, sweetie, memorize it, but you're never going to need that word again. Look, I could have used that word right there, because instead of it being the girls, now it's the guys with the plunging necklines. Okay, I'm not sure which one is worse. This is Wretched Radio. At Georgia Tech, I am... Wow, this is... I wish you could see this. This is the Klaus Advanced Computing Building, is what this is. It looks like a football stadium. It's round and circular, and you would think that you were entering into a football stadium. But it's the Advanced Computing Building. I'm kind of tempted to walk across the street to the, it looks like Pi Kappa Alpha fraternity, but I'm afraid that the music might be a little inappropriate. Let's find out together, shall we? Crossing the street trying not to get killed, and I might potentially be breaking the law here. Oh, it's coming out of the house here. Oh, this is not going to go well. I'm just warning you up front. Hey, gentlemen! What are you doing? Sitting and getting sun? What would be the chance I could talk to you guys on the radio while you're sitting and chilling in the sun if I don't block the sun?
100%.
100%? Yes. Are you sure?
Yeah, positive.
All right. You're not going to swear, are you? All right. Well, you just did, dude.
That's why I'm kidding.
All right. You're gonna be the spokesperson to start out, and then we'll talk to you, okay? What? Where am I here? What is this?
You're at Pike House at Georgia Tech.
Pike House. That would be the Greek letters.
Pi Kappa Alpha.
Yeah, that would be correct, sir. When I was trained, it was P. You pronounced it P.
Okay.
Okay, but it's Pi Kappa. Is this a party
nah.
place? No.
Oh. Well, not right now, obviously, but it's sometime.
No, it's the middle of the day.
Yeah.
Parties happen at night. But is this kind of a party place at night?
Yeah. We throw down a little bit.
Throw down a little. Okay, because I think the perception of a place like this is it's Animal House.
But yeah, but it's not true.
Not true.
No, we do a lot of work too.
Do you have to
a good time?
Do you maintain a certain grade point average to stay here?
And it's higher than most of the kids are in fraternities.
And what is your grade point average?
Is it 3.0 for the house?
Yeah.
3.0. Wow. Well done. Are you maintaining that?
Absolutely.
And what are you going to be when you grow up?
I don't know.
Haven't figured out. What about you?
I want to be an astronaut.
I don't know.
You want to be an astronaut?
Yeah.
Do they have those anymore?
No.
Okay, I'm not real smart, but you might want to think about that as a career trajectory.
It's not a good idea.
To use a scientific term. Okay, guys, I want to ask you what Easter is. What is it?
From the religious aspect?
Let's start historically. What is it?
It's when Jesus came back.
All right. And who is Jesus?
Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Lord and Savior. Why did Jesus die?
For our sins, of course.
He died for our sins.
Save us from our sins.
All right. So are you calling me a sinner?
Absolutely.
I'm sorry, what?
Absolutely.
Everyone's just by looking at me? I'm sorry, everyone's a sinner?
Everyone's a sinner.
Really? You could get hurt for making an accusation like that, you know?
Well, it's the truth.
All right, so what is a sin?
It's wrongdoing.
Like?
Like last night.
Like last night. We don't want the... There must have been a party here at P Kappa L someplace.
Here.
All right. There was alcohol involved.
No.
No.
Of course not.
No.
No, of course
there
not.
Were...
Actually, we're 21. Yeah, there's a lot of alcohol.
There was a lot of alcohol, and there was some promiscuity going on.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. Okay, so that would be a sin. Is that correct?
Correct.
So did you guys sin last night?
I'm not going to lie, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And you sinned last night.
Yeah, I did.
And you're pleased with it.
I mean, it happens. They did, too.
I know, but you seem rather happy that you sinned last night.
It's the weather.
It's the weather. Yeah, you get a little vitamin D into you. It helps out a lot. What other things would be a sin?
I don't know. A lot of things.
I'm sorry?
Nicole knows.
Let's leave that young lady out of it.
Yeah, right, that's cool. Let's get wrong.
No, let's. Yeah. You don't want to be involved in this conversation. Honestly, trust me. I know you don't know me. Trust me when this one.
What's a sin, right, Nicole?
No, you're doing it anyway.
Dude,
I'm older than you. You should listen to me. Wouldn't that be a sin right there?
Huh? Yeah, probably.
Okay. All right. So what else would be a sin? Tell me.
There's lots of sins.
Like what?
Like cursing, wrongdoing, doing wrong things.
Lying.
Stealing.
Blasphemy.
Adultery. Mm-hmm. Worshipping other gods.
You're doing the Ten Commandments, aren't you?
Yeah. That's a good start for sins.
All right. Have you broken those commandments?
Some of them. You know.
Some of them.
Try not to. Well, I mean, you're not really partaking in this conversation.
It's all you right now.
Do you have, like, ID that shows that you're on the radio?
Well, what do you think this thing is? A nuclear device?
I'm pretty sure anybody could buy one.
Yeah, I'm sure they could, too. You are correct. Yeah. Yes, we are. It's here. Look at it. I've even got a T-shirt. How official is that? It's called Wretched. You're not convinced.
She's not on the radio.
You don't have to be on the radio. Nicole, right?
Yeah.
You're not on the radio.
Good.
Okay. We're on the radio.
I don't believe that you're on the radio.
All right. He's definitely on the radio.
Well, yeah. Let's get him on the radio a little bit.
Yeah. No, I'm not. No, I'm really not. Yeah. We're talking about what Easter is. Yes. And now we happen to be talking about the Ten Commandments. Correct, young man? Yeah. And what they are. Because that's what sins are, right? So would you, then, having shared with me what the Ten Commandments are, you've admitted that you've broken the Ten Commandments, that would make you a sinner, correct?
Correct.
Right. So what's going to happen to you when you die, sinner?
Well, since Jesus died for my sins, and I believe that since I do believe in Christ, in Jesus, and since he died for my sins, that I'll be saved.
If I told you I was a member of PETA... You're a member of PETA. Look at that. You got yourself a little one of those rubber thingy deals, right? Yeah? So if I told you I was a member of PETA, but I eat red meat all the time. In fact, the fatter they make the chickens and break their skinny little legs, I'm happier. And
that's a horrible
thing. They should strangle the cows to death. Would you think I'm a member of PETA?
Absolutely not.
All right.
Well, I do the same thing, but I donate the money to them.
Uh-huh.
So.
Okay, so if you... Goodbye, Nicole. If you say that you're a Christian... But you live like a sinner, how am I supposed to believe you're actually a Christian?
I mean, you don't have to. I don't have to.
No, I
don't know.
You are correct. You're right. I'm not your judge. But wouldn't it seem to be contradictory?
Right?
I told you.
I feel uncomfortable.
Are you uncomfortable?
A little bit. You're like accusing me of all this stuff.
Actually, I'm just asking you.
To be like this horrible person.
Do you think you're a good person?
I think I'm a pretty good person, yeah.
Okay, but you've admitted to me that you've broken all the commandments. Wouldn't that make you a bad person?
Yeah, but...
Perfect Pete over here has never broke any commandments, have you?
Uh-huh, Perfect Pete. Okay, so that analogy makes sense, though, doesn't it? If I say I'm a member of PETA, but I don't live like I'm a member of PETA, something's wrong, correct?
Come on, what's on the radio, though?
So if I say that I'm a Christian, but I don't live like one, that seems to be kind of a paradox, doesn't it?
Yeah, but that's what religion's about. It's like, Jesus died for our sins so that we could live.
So you can go on sinning?
No. That's not the...
Do you think that you're warring against sin?
Warring?
Yeah, fighting against it. Or do you just kind of go with the flow and live the way you want to?
I have morals and values that make me not sin. So, yeah, I fight against sin.
Okay. How do you think you're doing in the fight?
I'm doing all right. Not perfect.
So if I ask the gang and the member of the fraternity here,
yeah,
what your primary affection in life is,
mine?
The thing that you love the most, what would the buddies say?
I can tell you that.
What would you say?
Have fun.
Is that fair?
I wouldn't say that's my main goal, but yeah.
All right.
I guess, it's not a goal. That's just something I do.
What do you think should be the main goal of a Christian?
To be Christ-like. Well, to strive for a lifestyle like Christ.
Do you think that you're being Christ-like?
Not perfect, but, you know, I try. It's in my mind.
Yeah. Yeah. So, dude, would you say anywhere on the top 10 list Christianity and Jesus are the priority in his life?
Yeah.
Yeah, you think so? Really?
I think so.
And what about you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I think so.
But, dude, you just were, like, grinning it up about partying last night.
It was fun.
Was it sinful? Yeah. Huh. Okay. So, guys, would it be possible? You know what? Dude, you're right. I am not your judge. Okay? But let me challenge you on something, okay? If I say one thing but live another way, it would be fair of you to call me a hypocrite. Is it possible that you say you believe one thing but you live another way, that could be true of you too? Is it possible? Only you can answer that for yourself. All right? So when somebody answers the question that they think that they're overall a good person, something could be very wrong.
Yeah, it depends on that. It depends on their values and morals.
No, it depends on God's morals and values. Well, His standard is all that matters.
It depends if they have the same values and morals as Christianity and God.
Well, it's kind of irrelevant what their values and morals are, because the question is, what are the laws of the land? What are God's laws? And you're right, they're the Ten Commandments. And if people break the Ten Commandments, what should God do with people who break the Ten Commandments?
Well, it depends if you believe in Him or not.
Irrelevant. So you can think that you can put a bomb in the middle of the street and say, I don't think that's against the law, but it is, whether you agree with it or not. And people who are walking around not willing to recognize the Ten Commandments or the laws are still under the law. They're still guilty when they commit those crimes. Guys, let me share this with you and I'll get out of your hair, because I know you're soaking up the sun and this is a little bit on the heavy side, okay? For years, I said I was a Christian and lived like a devil, because I didn't understand something, okay? I didn't fully understand that my actions, that I'm accountable to God, and that I will give an account someday for my lying, my stealing, my lusting, you name it, I would give an account someday. And if God judged me based on what I've earned for myself, I would be judged and sent to hell. I never got that, because I always thought I was such a good guy compared to you guys, compared to all these people. I thought I was a very good person. Until you realize you're a very bad person who has earned hell for himself, you will not appreciate Easter, and you will not appreciate what Jesus did for you. See, because Christianity isn't about escaping hell. Christianity is about realizing I deserve to go to hell, but God is so kind, He actually sent His Son to take my place and to die for me, to take the punishment I deserve, so that I could be set free. The just for the unjust, the innocent for the guilty. And until you realize you're guilty and deserving of hell, Easter means nothing, and you'll spend the rest of your days calling yourself a Christian. Maybe when you get married and have kids, you'll start going to church, but you'll just do it for the kids' sake, but not because you love God. Yeah, you go to church?
Yeah.
Do you love church? Do you love the gospel? Do you love the Bible? Do you read the Bible every day?
I do actually read the Bible a little bit.
Every day?
Not every day.
When was the last time you read it?
Sunday.
At church?
No. Yeah.
Just by yourself?
Sunday night, yeah.
All right. Is Jesus precious to you?
Yeah.
Okay, dude. Why don't you live like it?
I do.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I'm perfect.
So bragging to me, a complete stranger, that you've been out partying the night before?
You are. I can lie to you.
All right. It's one thing to admit it. It's another thing to revel in it.
Another thing to lie about it.
Okay. So I can't judge your hearts. Only you know if you're a Christian or not. Okay? But Jesus said this. There are many who will claim on judgment day, Lord, Lord, didn't we do all kinds of things in your name? And He'll say, depart from me, you worker of lawlessness. I never knew you. You can claim to know Jesus, but the question is, does He know you? And if you're living a lifestyle of lawlessness, you are demonstrating He doesn't know you, and you are not truly saved. You are not truly His child, because if He's dwelling in you, He's changed your heart, and He's given you new affections and new desires, and you don't become perfect, but you move in a different direction. And the center of your life is Him and obeying Him because you want to. Not because you have to, but because you want to. So guys, many will cry out, Lord, Lord, and He'll say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity, I never knew you. All I would say to you fellas, don't be that guy, okay? Don't be self-deceived. If you're not living like a PETA member, you're a hypocrite. If you're not living like a Christian, then you're a hypocrite.
Maybe I eat red meat and it's good. I like it.
Hey, dude, hold the thought for a second. I got to do a commercial, because this really is radio. So hold on 1 second, all right? Taking a short break. This is Wretched Radio.
You've been listening to an edited version of Wretched Radio. If you'd like to hear the daily 2-hour broadcast and watch Todd sweat as he does the daily radio show and watch Wretched TV plus a bunch of other cool stuff, visit WretchedRadio.com.